This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Jordan King Abdullah bin Al-Hussein in Amman yesterday, reaffirming the strong partnership between the two countries as they prepare to mark 75 years of diplomatic relations. The discussions focused on expanding cooperation across trade, industry, digital technology, fertilizers, infrastructure, agriculture, energy, and people-to-people exchanges, with both leaders confident that the visit would deepen bilateral ties.
इस वर्ष हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 75वीं एनिवर्सरी मना रहे हैं। यह मील का पत्थर हमें आने वाले कई वर्षों तक नई ऊर्जा के साथ आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करता रहेगा। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि आज की बैठक से हमारे संबंधों में गति और गहराई एक नया रूप धारण करेगी। हम ट्रेड, फर्टिलाइजर्स, डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, इंफ्रा और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
Welcoming Prime Minister Modi, King Abdullah II said the visit reflected decades of friendship, mutual respect and productive cooperation. He highlighted the opportunity to chart new paths of economic collaboration in areas such as industry, ICT, pharmaceuticals, agriculture and energy and welcomed the signing of agreements and memoranda of understanding. The leaders met in restricted and delegation-level formats, recalling previous interactions and underlining historic ties. Noting India as Jordan's third largest trading partner, Prime Minister Modi proposed enhancing bilateral trade to USD 5 billion over the next 5 years and encouraged collaboration between Jordan's digital payment system and India's unified payments interface. Both sides also discussed investments in fertilizer production to meet India's growing demand. Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman today. The Lok Sabha has given its nod to the supplementary demands for Grant's first batch for 2025-26, seeking Parliament's approval for a gross additional expenditure of 1,32,000 crore rupees. This includes proposals with a net cash outgo of over 41,455 crore rupees, including over 18,000 crore rupees expenditure towards fertilizer subsidy. The bill also proposes gross additional expenditure of 90,812 crore rupees, matched by savings of the ministries and departments. The Lower House also approved the appropriation number for Bill 2025. It seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund for FinIndia for the services of the financial year 2025-26. The Rajya Sabha yesterday resumed discussion on electoral reforms. Intervening in the debate, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the ongoing exercise of Special Intensive Revision, SIR of Electoral Roll, is being conducted to remove fake voters from the voters' list. He said those opposing SIR have forgotten that the exercise is based on the idea put forward by the founder of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, that the universal adult franchise is based on the principle of one person, one vote, one value. India's unemployment rate, UR, declined to 4.7% in November this year at its lowest level since April for individuals aged 15 years and above. According to Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, MOSPI, monthly labour force and unemployment data, rural unemployment eased to a new low of 3.9%, while urban unemployment fell to 6.5%, matching the lowest reading recorded earlier this year. The Maharashtra State Election Commissioner, SEC, Dinesh Vaghmare, has announced the election schedule for 29 municipal corporations in the state, including the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC. Elections will be held on 15th January, while counting of votes will take place on 16th January. Addressing a press conference, the commissioner said the elections will be conducted for a total of 2,869 seats, including 227 seats of the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation. Australia's leaders at a national cabinet meeting yesterday agreed to take decisive action to strengthen gun laws following a fatal mass shooting on Sunday at Sydney's Bondi Beach. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said in a statement that he and the leaders of Australia, states and territories agreed to take strong, decisive and focused action on gun law reform at the emergency meeting convened in response to the shooting. Authorities have confirmed the deaths of 16 people. And that is the end of this news bulletin.